Father, we thank you for your word, and we pray as we explore it together now, you'll speak to us this morning through your Holy Spirit. Amen. I wonder if I could have a few helpers. As many or as few as possible, it would be great to come out. If you want to help, come to the front, come up on the stage. Yep, come on, Aurelia, out you come. Ellie, you come in. Well done, thanks, Christian. Well done, come on out. Just sit down there, I'll need you all in a minute. Have a sit down there. That's great. Well, in the signpost game we played, we saw that how signposts tell us something, or in the case of the, what did you say, Christian, was it elves or... elves and canoe, we're not sure exactly what it's trying to tell us, but signposts tell us something. And today we're thinking about the Word of God and how that leads us to Jesus. In a couple of weeks' time, we're going to have our school, Christ Church School, coming up for their Leavers Assembly. And we'll have the great joy of presenting each of the Year 2 children who are going to be moving on to a new school a Bible. And that's fantastic, isn't it, that we can give them the Word of God so they can grow with that and explore that together. And that's what we see happening in our story today that our Christian read for us, how this Ethiopian who worked in the court of Queen Candace. And really, he wasn't a Jew, but he was coming to Jerusalem to find out more about this God that he'd heard about. And we're going to think a little bit about what we can learn from that and about how God speaks to us today through his word. So, let's get you guys involved. I need one of you, first of all, to be Philip. Who's going to come and be Philip? Come on then, Aurelia, come and be Philip over here. So there was Philip, and Philip was an elder in the new church. So he was somebody who had an important role in the new church, and he was also an evangelist. And he took what Jesus told us all at the end of his time here on earth really seriously. If you remember, the Great Commission was to go and tell all nations the story of Jesus. And it talks about going into Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And that's important because this Ethiopian was going to Samaria, and Philip was trying to take the gospel to the Samaritans. You might well know the story of the Jews and the Samaritans from the Good Samaritan. They didn't really get on very well. They didn't like each other. But Philip wanted to share the news of Jesus to the whole world, just like Jesus had told him. And so he came across this Ethiopian. Who thinks they'd be a good Ethiopian? Come on, Elizabeth, then. This important Ethiopian official who was in her chariot. Who thinks they could be a horse? Come on, then, Jenna. Riding their horse. There we go. Coming along and reading the Bible. Can you ride a horse and read the Bible at the same time? You're in a chariot, so you can. There we go. Reading their Bible at the same time. And Philip saw that this Ethiopian was reading her Bible. Just stop there, horsey. You can have a good rest, a well-deserved rest. And being an evangelist, wanted to help explain what was going on. So went up and said, do you know what you're reading? Do you understand what you're reading? And of course, it was quite a complicated passage. Isaiah 53, that this Ethiopian was reading, something about a lamb or a sheep being led to the slaughter. And the Ethiopian didn't know what it was talking about. So Philip was able to explain. So that's what you guys are all going to help me do. So if you three go back over there, because I'm going to need you again in a minute. So Philip probably would have started talking about what the Old Testament said about Jesus, looking at the books of Isaiah, books of Micah, and other books, saying how this person, this boy, was going to be born, who was going to be a king. So first of all, let's have Mary and Joseph. Who's going to be Joseph and Mary? Come on then. So Philip might have said the story of Mary and Joseph. We know the story so well from Christmas. And he might have told them about going to Bethlehem and about the birth of baby Jesus. Who'd be a good baby? Come on then, Jenny, you're not a horse anymore. You're now a baby. There we go. Wonderful. And Philip would have said, and this was part of God's plan, because the whole of Scripture is God's plan. The Old Testament is a narrative explaining God's plan of salvation right from the beginning, right until Jesus, and right until the end. And so Philip would have said God's plan was that Jesus, the Son of God, would be born in human form, fully human, but fully God. What a difficult concept to understand. And Jesus would grow up. Can you grow up? Thank you. You can take your thumb out now because you've grown up. Yeah, well done. Jesus would grow up and starts demonstrating through miracles, through signs, through wonders, the power of God. He would walk on water. He would turn water into wine. There we go, and probably drink a bit of as well, because Jesus joined in parties. You know, he was a fully human person who wanted to have a good time as well as wanted to show God's love. Jesus did all these things for us. Philip might have told some of the stories of blind Bartimaeus. Come and be blind Bartimaeus, would you? And how Jesus got mud off the ground and rubbed it into Bartimaeus' eyes. And suddenly Bartimaeus was able to wash his eyes and see again. I can see. Thank you. Jesus might have told the story of the feeding of the 5,000 when his friends got some fish and some loaves and started spreading them around other people. Philip would have told these stories to demonstrate who Jesus was. And then he would have told the story of Jesus' death and resurrection, how the soldiers came, that's you two now, came and took Jesus, and the trial and the crucifixion. There we go. Spread the hands out. Well done. There we go. And that death on Good Friday, and Jesus going into the tomb. Jesus into the tomb, there we go, with the soldiers guarding him. And then on Easter Sunday, how the visitors came to the tomb. Come on, you three, can you come into the tomb around this way? And saw, you need to disappear for a second, Jenna, over there, all right? And saw how the tomb was empty. And there were just angels saying, Jesus isn't here, he's risen, he's alive. And then Jesus, come on back, you're alive, fantastic. And then Jesus giving that instruction to go out to the ends of the world to spread this news, to spread the gospel. And Philip would have told all these things to the Ethiopian. And the passage tells us how excited this Ethiopian was. Which one of you was the Ethiopian? You were, weren't you? Can you look excited and thrilled? And how amazed he was, because he now understood what this scripture meant. How exciting it is for us, isn't it, when we understand what God is saying to us through his word. And then this Ethiopian says, well, why don't you baptize me? Philip would have said about baptism and what that means. And they find some water, not that easy to find on that road to Gaza, a very dry place. And there was some water there. And can you guys help baptize Elizabeth? Get a bit of water, splash her in, dunk her under, that's right. Give her a bit of a dunk there, carefully and gently. Remember, we're only acting. Well done. It's great, isn't it, that in a couple of weeks we're doing a full immersion baptism at Rod and Anita's in their pool, and you know, people are going to have that experience of being baptized fully in the water, just as that Ethiopian was. All to remind us, to show us that God speaks through his word. And when we listen, when we understand, God will speak to you, to me, to everyone here, whether you're the youngest person, the oldest person, God will speak to his word. And of course, what that means for us is that we need to listen. We need to listen to what God is saying. If we're willing to read his word, to spend time listening, studying it, using guides, using Bible aids, look on all the apps you can use to help study God's word. Look at the various concordances, the books in our bookshelf that help us understand what God is saying. Coming along to our services, being a member of a home group, coming along to a weekday activity where you can learn more about Jesus through God's word. It's God's word that led this Ethiopian to Jesus. It's God's word that leads us to Jesus. So our challenge for all of us is to allow God's word to rest on our hearts so that it will lead us more and more into the presence of Jesus to help us grow as disciples of him.